engagement with the workplace and organization, and how work could be democratized if you put into the nouns of where it seems like participatory design and co-design has much more moved from the workplace into public space, into squares, into foras, into the neighborhoods, into the everyday. So that would be part of the history. So that is Wednesday. Friday is when we. I should also say that maybe I have something here. Yeah. So and also for Wednesday, it's recommended if you can get access to it, to look into chapter 1 through 1, 2, and 3 of the Handbook of Participatory Design. Is it available or is it not available?
I will inform. We have ordered it to be available online via the UT library, but I'm not sure if it's there yet.
Okay.
If it's not, I can volunteer to scan it and put on Blackboard if that's...
I didn't hear what you were saying. but here it is. I mean, you can also read that later on. It's not. It would be good for the lecture, but and a nice background and a broader view than the one I present. But at least later on, it's quite easy chapters. Mm-hmm. So it's a chapter by the editors of the book, Jesper Siemens and Antonio Robertson, who gives kind of an overview of the participatory design tradition from the 70s and until now, but basically starting in 1990 when the first participatory design conference was. And then there's a paper on more focusing on the origin of a participatory design by John Greenbaum and Finn Kensing, key figures in participatory design. John Greenbaum, now a professor emerita from New York, and Finn Kensing, professor from Copenhagen. And finally, the third chapter is by Liam Bannon, a key figure in human-computer interaction, and myself. And it's also kind of history, but more focusing on the concepts, and I'll use that a little bit in the talk. So this is a background for Wednesday, and for Friday, it's this book that I'll. I'll walk you through an introduction to, it would be good to have, if you have a chance to read the prologue. Actually, we'll do a little bit with the prologue today, and the introductory chapter. It's basically the introductory chapter that we work on. I will not say much. I'll say a few things about the book. So this book is then part of, say, a new generation of co-design participatory design, trying to find a way for co-design participatory design in the big field of all that's happening now with design innovation. It's open, it's participatory, it's user-driven, it's led users, it's triple helix, creative class, crowdsourcing, service design, creative communities, collaborative service design labs, etc., etc. There's so many concepts here. So what is the co-design path in this landscape? And so the book is trying to make a few suggestions on that. Which one? as with everything, since this course is on collaborative future making with the subtitle on innovation, design, and democracy, the question of democracy is central always to, it's not a secondary thing, it's the question of what is legitimate, what kind of ethics and politics is involved in this design. That's not external, that's internal to what's happening. So you can say that what kind of ethics of justice and ethics of care is part of the approach. That's internal to it. And so we try to carve our way out through that. And actually, I do not think we... When do you used to make breaks? How does it work?
9:30 would be the regular break, but it's a bit up to...
Okay, so why don't we just go on a few... Okay, but always we can have a break now. 9:30, and when is the next break? No
more. 10:30.
Okay.
So 9:30 till 9:45, then 9:45 till 10:30 until.
Okay. Do you feel like a break now?
I don't need it. What about you?
Or would you go on a little bit?
I mean, we started a bit late.
We started a bit. We go on a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So let's just some of you who were at Julia's class did see this, but here's just some kind of introduction. A little bit of history, and then we go into a few of the concepts, ideas of the book. Telling two things of how we work and about the book. One is that it's always about finding groups that have a controversy or a challenge to work with and see, and then trying to build networks around them to develop it, and often working with small experiments to see how to get further. And another thing that I think that this little film showed is that it's a long term ongoing process. It is very difficult, and I mean that's a challenge that you will have as well. Is that okay? I have in your case, a few months or even a number of weeks to do a project, and infrastructuring, as we'll talk about later, is very much about preparing for when an opportunity comes up to link different actors together over time. So it's very difficult to work with goals, etc. So we'll talk more about how the book describes this process as infrastructuring and working with some, with some kind of living labs, but it's how that is not just one project, but very much an expanding network of actors, and some are silent and not very active for some time, and then they get activated in new combinations. But in the book, we're focusing on Malmö, but also going out in the world, and hopefully being relevant also to other places, including Enschede or Ingelö or wherever we are. And there are four themes in the book. The first one, which I think maybe most of the cases here looked at, has to do with citizen-city collaboration. Often what we'll talk about as collaborative services happening in the neighborhoods. The second theme has to do with makerspaces, fab labs, maybe something like this. Could they be turned into new ways of producing, working with open source, open hardware, etc.? Or are they just for the happy few again? So that's the kind of theme there on that. And especially we'll talk about the idea of commons as the socio-economical base for this kind of production. I guess several of you could be interested in this field, because it's also involves a lot of, say, material physical making. The third theme is about cultured production in the margin. We're all part of the creative class, but some are also some culture producers who are not maybe professional designers or professional architects or professional media strategists or whatever, also get marginalized by it. What strategies can they apply, and how? So, for instance, take street journalism, for instance. Would that be something to work with? Yeah. And the fourth area, which is maybe the biggest, is this one, how trying to understand how and if design can be part of the emergence of new public forms beyond going to vote every third or 4 years or whatever it is you're doing here, which is great, but it seems like a lot of people are asking for more, for a broader repertoire of engagement, and there'll be examples of that and to discuss, and also see if there's something that can engage you. So in summary, this book, and of course this will be much, much, much longer on Friday, is trying to say that we don't have the idea of one public space anymore. Those of you who have studied some social science have come across Jürgen Habermas and the idea of the public space. Today we have lots of public spaces and lots of publics, new kind of publics that emerge around an issue, be it around the environment or some housing conditions or something else, and maybe the public also it's opening up for commons. You know, the basic idea of the common is this collaboratively taking care of a facility like a lake or whatever, and you can actually get the Nobel Prize for as Eleanor Ostrom did, for developing that as an idea of how we can live and use resources together. And change, you will see, and this will work a little bit towards the end of today, that instead of looking at one big change, looking at many possible small futures taking place. And the idea of that actually could make a difference to engage with marginal resources like the women from the Women's Association that we saw in the last example, that actually something that could really be a contribution to society. And when it comes to innovation, not being so focused on the new, and again, much more on this on Friday, but to something that we could call well-composed or even slow. And maybe step down a little bit as designers and understand that there is some kind of participatory citizenship going on, and we are citizens among many citizens with special competences, but still citizens. And I think the one message from the book is also that rather than engaging ordinary people to drag them into the design, to engage design in the lives of everyday people. So, and then this is also, we've been very, very occupied with how can we get ordinary people into our design process. And I mean, that's fair, but maybe we have to think broader again in terms of how can we be involved in people's, invited to and be involved in people's everyday life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So this is the Friday, or say the main idea on the Friday. After the break now, I will walk you through the critical seminars, what we'll do there, walk you through the assignment, walk you through the design thing, and depending on how much time we have, we'll do an exercise that I've never done before, but we'll see if there's time for it. We'll do a reading, a theater reading. We'll see. We'll see if there's time. So let's take a quarter of an hour break.
Okay.
Is a question before the break? No. Okay. Yes. So, we kind of walked through the first week, and now it's Wednesday next week, and the first of the critical seminars. And the idea with the critical seminars is that, I mean, since much of what you read in the Making Future books are, Julia has to go to another class. See you later. Could be controversial, you could disagree, you could agree, you could have other ideas, etc. And you could like the values, dislike the values, like the concept, dislike them, etc. So the idea with the critical seminars is that we, in groups, read part of the book in more detail, and prepare, you could say, a critical review. When we're starting on Wednesday next week, we've talked about that as a test. So I'll be a little bit more responsible than I'll be on the 23rd. So, but for the first critical seminar, we read Chapter 2, which is the introduction to the part on designing conditions for the social, and we read the two chapters that are examples in that part. So it's chapter 2, 3, and 4. So that's for next Wednesday. And we all read it, including me, to try to find out things like, what are the issues? How are the stakeholders? Which are the controversies? Which are the basic concepts applied? How does that work? Is there a design approach and how does it work? Is there an innovation? And in that case, what? Pros and cons of the approach. Could you apply this in your work and how? Lessons learned, topics for discussion. So typical critical seminar kind of questions. So that's what you read the chapters with that in mind and make notes, and then we have discussion based on that. So we'll see how it works next Wednesday. But it's really important to have read these chapters and made some thoughts about this. And then on the 23rd, we have three more discussions, critical seminars. So one on open introduction with the same structure, the introductory chapter on open introduction and comments, plus the three examples. And there'll be one group, when we've divided into groups, there'll be one group that is responsible for that, and the rest of us will be audience and discuss. Similar with Creative Cloud Struggles or Creative Commons and Marginal Culture Production, introductory chapter, plus the three detailed chapters. Another group responsible for introducing the issue and then to doing the review and opening it for discussion for us. And the same thing with new forms of public engagement and democratic thinking. The introductory chapter with the concepts and the three examples. And another group that's doing it. So if we'll have three groups, one group, or four groups, then we'll see how many we are. If it's only three groups, it's only three groups, and one theme will, probably, if we're not going to be more, three groups is probably what we do.
We can organize this on Wednesday or Friday, Pelle, or today. Even.
Or today, that's what I mean. If you wait a little bit, I'll see the reason why we might wait, and then we'll discuss it together, whether we wait to do the groups now or later. So this is, you see, the 23rd is quite a bit ahead of time, so we'll have plenty of time to read and prepare for the critical seminar. The only one that's not a lot of time is for the first one, but all these chapters are already on the blackboard. And I'll do some of the preparation as well. So now we are on Friday next week when we do the mapping exercise. And here it could have been good to already had some input from Fredrik, but we will not be able to have that because that'll be later. But what we'll do on Friday next week is that you choose from... You have read at least what we call the introductory chapters, 2, 5, 9, and 13, to one of each of the parts of the book. And you look at that, there are some basic concepts, some basic challenges, etc. And you think about, would I like to work in one of these areas? And could I find... Or would I like to find a specific issue which is more localized in 20 or in otherwise localized, so it's something that that you could work with real people on. So we'll do it the mapping exercise. You decide to work on with a challenge, an issue within one of these four fields. And your group then, you bring with you, you think on beforehand, I think I would like to work with opening production and makerspaces and so on, and I think there is a challenge that I would like to work with, which could, for instance, be how could ordinary people in Inchide have access to design lab? How could it be made open for them to something in a way that it was meaningful in their everyday life? I don't know. I don't know the local suburbs and how they are. Maybe there's something around a collaborative service that would be really needed in one of the suburbs, one of the suburbs, and you actually know of a controversy or a group that's trying to do something, and you want to look into that. Or there is maybe people gathering around an issue. Maybe, I don't know, a new motorway going through some place where people don't want that to go, and they get organized, different groups get organized around that. Or maybe much simpler, like waste handling in the homes of Inchide, or something that is specific within one of these areas, and then you will of course have to negotiate with the others whether they want to work on this or not. But that'll be up to you in the groups. Here's an example of doing this exercise. These are design PhD students from Finland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, I think, and a few other places. But they are at an internat, at a PhD school, working exactly with these. So just to see, they try to map out what are the controversies, what are stakeholders. They could typically walk around the table with trying to map it out. We'd say a bit more about how you could do it, but I'm sure you have your techniques for that. And try to follow actors and where are controversies in this. I think these guys worked with aircraft pollution. This group, they worked with the slow food movement and controversies in that. And this group, they took a different take. They did not want to stay at the working table. They went out to a square where there were controversies and talked to people at that square, and in that way try to find out about do the mapping.
May I ask a question? Does anyone here volunteer for an NGO or has experience of done that before in the past or has engagement with some kind of a social activism group?
Yeah, I sort of with my an internship in Malawi.
Uh-huh.
It was for a public school. I had to teach there and do a research.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I did it a lot. Yeah.
But do you still, I mean, in the
local...
I have,
for example, one example of this is in Rwanda, women didn't have access to land, and especially women who were not married but had children had a hard time getting enough food, etc., for their family, and they were also ousted by society. And then what we did was go to these women, see where there was room, and within the legal system it was not possible because men could only have access to land, but there was one area, and then maybe environmental people will not like it, but those were the swamps, and that was not assigned to anybody. Mm. So we started draining, and it was the law that if you would do that, mm. that the land would be yours. So we got these women also in draining that land, so that is how they got access to the land. And then we were able to also take that as a case to, I didn't do that, but somebody else did, to change the law about women having access to land. So it became a law, how do you call this? Yeah, okay, so that is one example. But then you also look for who are they, who are against it, who do you have to keep at peace, who do you have to get involved? Who needs to stay informed, mm. who should know sometimes, but not all the times, but then, mm. Yeah, this kind of stuff.
But just remember that for this member in exile, you don't actually have to know. You don't need to know a lot about it. You have maybe it's a typical resource. You have read about it maybe just, or you know someone who is in yeah. involved. Or for instance, as you said, with a lot of student project, will typically also be, for instance, to do something with the school. I have one example there with for a student project with waste handling and teaching that in school with children, etc. So the school. So if you maybe have smaller brothers, sisters, or other relatives, and school is one good possibility to get in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another question. Which book is this? So
it's I'm all the time talking about this book now. The first
can
one.
Can I show
one?
Yeah.
There's one more copy you can send around.
There's one copy out somewhere, isn't it?
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
One copy. Go down there as well. Okay. So this could be quite fun. So you do. But the reason I'm wondering about groups is if we should wait to make groups until we see who want to do what. With the mapping exercise, because the mapping exercise could then lead into say, this is the project, the assignment that we want to work with, or should we take the risk of making groups already now? That's what I'm in doubt about.
Mm-hmm. I think one important thing for making groups is somehow get the people to know each other a little bit better, mm-hmm. right? Or what they are interested on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a bit too early. And maybe and some people are also not here today.
Yeah. So we wait a few days with making the groups and then we see who. Yeah.
But I think we could already start thinking on possible connections that we have with some topics and people that we know related to NGOs. Yeah.
So this could be really helpful for your assignment. And we come to the assignment soon. And in between talking about the assignments, there will be this, to help you with your assignment, there will be two workshop tutorials, one that Fredrik will do on representations of contradictions, and one on tools and techniques for participation that Julia will do on these dates. I will not say more about that because they can develop mm-hmm. that later on. And then comes your big intervention, your democratic design experiment, which you should start with as soon as possible, but you should be a group for it. So if we decide not to do the final grouping until the 11th, that's probably when you then start. So what you're expected to do is to engage with some kind of social challenge that could be tackled by the design of a product, a service, or a thing, as we'd say in this course. And this challenge should be chosen within one of the four areas from the book, the four areas we've been talking about, or if you have very strong, wrongly spelled there. So if you have if you strongly feel for something that falls without, not fall within these four themes, you're free to argue for that. But please argue for it then. And so, and as we say, Harry, we recommend you to select a local challenge or a challenge that concerns people you can get easy access to. For inspiration to find an interesting challenge, you could speak to neighbors or read the local newspapers, etc. So this is, we want it to be a challenge that you can deal with from here, that in some way you can have access to